And it is time now to catch up on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov, of course, is the county's website. And we're joined on the phone by County Commissioner Penny Rich. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, so I'm grateful for that. It's just sunny and cool. And it's good because I didn't sleep very well last night after the debate, so I needed a good day.
Did you watch the debate? Because I made the correct choice of not watching it, and then I made the incorrect choice of just real quick checking Twitter 15 minutes in just to see how it was going, and then I was just stuck on Twitter for the next hour.
Yeah, so I was stuck on both, unfortunately. I knew after 3 minutes when my son texted me and said, "What am I listening to?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know, honey. I can't, you know." It was stunning to me that that was considered a debate in the first place. Mm. I got sucked into listening to it and got more and more frustrated as the night went on. And you know, I had this pit in my stomach by the end of the night, and then I couldn't go to sleep. I put myself through that. It was unfortunate.
Well, I got to say, it's just kind of underscores, you know, we focus so heavily on local news here at the station, and I've had the opportunity, as you well know, because you've been in several of these, to moderate for candidate forums for local races, people running for county commissioner, people running for town council or school board or things like that. And I still talk about the worst candidate forum that I ever moderated. It was two people, and they were running for county commissioner, and I won't say their names, but their first names both began with B. And if you look back to history, it was a half an hour. It was here in the studio, and it was just this awkward, just bad, just snipey, snippy, just a half an hour of ridiculousness that you can't moderate. Like when two people start sniping at each other, like it's virtually impossible. And like watching the highlights or the lowlights from the debate today and getting the reactions from everyone really just reminded me of two things. Number one, it is real difficult to be a moderator when the candidates just refuse to be moderated, first of all. And number two, like local politics, like we'll talk about local politics and we'll talk about local government, and it gets frustrating at times, and you know, you've got personality clashes and debates over issues that get contentious, but local politics here in our community at its absolute low point worst still puts Donald Trump to shame. Like
that was actually painful. I remember the forum that you're talking about. And so, I really did feel for you. You know, I think most forums are somewhat respectful here, right? Even
yes.
though I can say that, you know, the past couple of forums that I had, that there were questions that were answered that actually made no sense at all to me. And I was, my eyes must have been like bugging out of my head, but I didn't go back and attack anyone, right? I just sort of like, okay, you know, whatever, that's what they believe, then, you know, they'll learn, right? Because you always learn. But yeah, this was quite painful, just because, you know, at one point the Twitter feed was like, you know, someone needs to be a mom and put the toddler to rest. And, you know, that's what it is. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, you know, it constant interrupting and constant. It reminded me, I told Jean Baldick this, and I hope she doesn't get mad that I'm saying to you. Remember, like when Alex Trebek on Jeopardy asks the question and he doesn't quite get the question out, but you see someone pressing that button over and over and over again so they could be the first one to come in. Right, that was Donald Trump's mouth. He just didn't wait for Chris Wallace to get the question out of his mouth before he was going at it, you know. And so it was hard. It was just hard as a person watching. It's hard as an American to know that is being broadcast in other countries as well. Yeah. So I feel bad for my country right now. I hope we get it together. I know we will. I'm a positive person. I'm always a half full cups, so we're going to get there. Yeah.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, so let's bring it local or state level at least. Earlier today, we got the announcement from Governor Cooper moving into phase three. Some things are able to reopen again at limited capacity: movie theaters, bars, outdoor and indoor outdoor large and small entertainment venues. What are your thoughts on this, and what will this mean for Orange County's local order?
Yeah, and thanks for hitting on that. I do want to say, once again, I was with the mayors just before I got on the phone with you. So, we always say, what's Aaron going to ask? but we knew this was coming. And so the mayors and I have decided is that we're going to do our best to align with the governor's executive order, which means that we are going to agree with everything, including the date of the October 23rd, when he will revisit this. We're not really thrilled that the bars are opening. We would prefer that bars and venues did not open, so we can open up our schools. That's really our priority, is to get the kids back into schools. And if there's prolonged virus contact because we're opening bars, it may prohibit schools from opening. So it doesn't thrill us. But to stay on level with the governor and not to confuse everyone, we are going to go with his order. Including the gathering size, which, Aaron, we had held back on that because of some of the parties and off-campus parties that were going on in Chapel Hill. And this is just a warning that if those parties are not contained and people aren't vigilant and play by the rules, the mayors and I can easily pull those gathering sizes back. That is not a problem. I spoke to our attorney. If it is being abused, and it's being abused by more than one group of people, that is absolutely what we will do. We will pull those gathering sizes back. So right now, the plan is to review this tomorrow morning, align with the governor. But we also are going to consider keeping our state of emergency in place. And that's a different document, the state of emergency versus the order, until the end of the year, through the end of the year, because we're getting feedback from our boards that they would like to continue to meet virtually through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Considerations, because a good portion of them have some underlying illnesses or age or, a combination of both, and they're just not feeling comfortable meeting in public yet. And we want to respect that. So that's our considerations right now.
So the order expires on October 23rd, and if that's going to be the case locally too, then that'll be the day. But that's 8 days before Halloween. Will there be official guidance from the county coming out soon on that?
Yeah, so we're going with what the state had sent us, and the mayors, Lavelle and Hemminger, are part of the Metro Mayors organization, and they were online with the state health department. And we have those sort of guidelines in place right now. The Orange County is on the Orange County website as well. And, there's a lot of restrictions, and we're hoping that people pay attention. For example, they are really asking that people don't go trick or treating, create these parties, create fun things for your kids to do, like parents have been doing for the past 8 months, like our educators have been doing for the past 8 months. Stay in your pod, stay in the neighborhood that your kids have been playing with, playing in, and other kids that they've been playing with. It's going to be a difficult year, but I think there's ways of, still celebrating and having fun. Now, of course, the concern, Aaron, is not the little kids, but the big kids. So we have two things against us on Halloween this year. One, it's on a Saturday. And two, it's a full moon. So, people get a little wacky on full moons anyway.
I've heard that,
Yeah, it's a blue moon also. So here we are in Carolina, and we have a blue moon on Halloween. So it's, that's the concern, that there will be adult parties. Talking with the mayor of Chapel Hill, they're still figuring out what they're going to do. And, I think they've got some good plans that they're discussing. You'll talk to her about them down the road. But, we're really trying to curtail that celebration and that gathering size. That's where we are right now. Still up for discussion.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. And just one more question about Cooper's order today. It reopens or allows movie theaters to reopen, bars to reopen if they serve outside. I think the one kind of big category that's left that still has to be closed is indoor performance venues. And thinking about the Cradle, I'm thinking about Local 506 and the Cave and the Kraken and places like that. And this might be more of a Chapel Hill Carborough question than an Orange County question, but I know you just met with the mayors. Has there been talk about any ways to maybe allow for some outdoor performances, like ticketed outdoor events, like in the parking lot in front of the art center for the Cradle, or along Graham Street for Local or the Baxter or something like that?
Yeah, and I know that Mayor Lavelle has been talking with Frank from the Cradle to try and do something like that. Right from the very beginning, they were trying to do something. So that's in consideration as well. You know, guidelines from the health department and really working on how that can work. I think that there are options, and you know, we should be welcoming all kinds of options to do that. You know, I understand it is, you've been in the Cradle, I've been in the Cradle. It gets a little crowded and close, and you're dancing and you're yelling because you can't talk, you can't hear over the music. It's not necessarily a great place to be when we have a virus and a pandemic
right.
going on. However, being outside is a perfect, is a perfect anecdote. So I think all of that is in the works, and all of that will be discussed. And, you know, it's beautiful out now, too. The weather is getting to be perfect for that kind of entertainment. So we'll see. I think that will be coming up in the next week or two with our discussions.
Other things going on in Orange County that people want to know about.
Yeah, so let's see. We have a meeting coming up on Tuesday, as you know, regular meeting day. And we will be going back to talking about that RTLP project. So that is going to be our regular agenda. Those three public hearings that we had last week and the week before will come back in front of us. And so I anticipate that to be a pretty long, in-depth conversation. As you know, the public hearing closed, so there will be no more comment from the public. However, the commissioners requested extra time to dive a little bit into the conditions. And so I'm anticipating that that's going to be a couple of hours of conversation. Prior to that, though, we have two public hearings on the same night. One of them is about the schedule for the reval, and I know no one wants to hear about reval right now, property reval, but county commissioners voted that we would be doing this every 4 years, so this is going to come up, and that's just a schedule. There's not a long discussion, but just a schedule on how the process works. And then the second public hearing is on the what we had the first public hearing last 2 weeks ago, rather, on the CDBG CV grant application. And that's for emergency housing assistance. We have the ability to get about $900,000 from the state to help with that. So we have to follow what the state is telling us to do. So we have a second public hearing on that. And that's pretty much what the agenda is. So, you know, we are giving a lot of time for discussion of the RTLP conversation. We try to keep this a really light agenda so we can dedicate most of our time to that.
And again, get the full agenda and a lot more info on Orange County government online at orangecountync.gov. County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. Talk to you next week.